Okay, everybody, I started the recording so your parents can hear if you cause trouble. So, you better behave. All right?
Last week you revealed Moody's
name. Now it's not going to be happening anymore. So we're not going to, I'm going to just point, okay? And then I ask you to say yes so that they recognize you from your voice.
What if you talk in a German accent?
All right. Today we will continue learning about expressions in the Quran. Expressions in the Quran. And the first thing is solution of homework. So you can grade yourself. Okay. So, now, what is the first sentence or the first statement that we wanted to... Go ahead.
You keep eating until you miss the bus.
Okay, so let's see. You are too busy, and the words I have put the words in the website. Did you get them? The Arabic English words?
Yeah, but you didn't put the word eating in it.
Eating?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to do eating, so I looked it up on Google Translate. It was this.
He used Google Translate.
That's good. That's good. That's a two. That's a two. So you say you are too busy eating. Anta. You is anta.
Yeah.
Okay. And then too busy, and you want to express something in the future, and you know something in the future. So, anta malhi, or you say alhaka, just like alhakum. So alhaka.
Dang it, I forgot.
But, alhaakum is for many. Alhaaka is for you as an individual. So, alhaaka. Al-aklu. You were busy with food or with eating until you missed the bus. Hatta fataka. أو حتى فاتتك الحافلة.
The word is so simple for eating. They give me a long word.
Okay. So,
yes, I'm here.
Al-haka, that's why I wanted you to follow the same pattern in the surah.
They gave me the word, the noun of
Right, but I wanted you to follow the same pattern in the ayah, which is the first ayah, first and second ayah. ألهاك الأكل حتى فاتتك الحافلة. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر.
What happens if you put the word? What happens if you put ألهاكم instead of ألهاك?
That's fine. Consider you as a group of people who missed the bus. So you say you ألهاكم. Okay, this is for one. For group,
I have something different, but I think it's correct.
For group, alhaakum al-aklu hatta fatatkum al-haafila. So, alhaaka al-aklu حتى فاتتك الحافلة. ألهاكم الأكل حتى فاتتكم الحافلة. So you can see that meme is, you know, for a group. That is for the group. So what did you put?
I put al-hakum, and then it gave me the long word for eating. Then it was al-ram, fat-dog, so
That's fine.
Hatta, I can't understand.
Hatta tafutaka hafila. That's fine. You're getting close. I don't expect you to be perfect. Remember that. I expect you to just get the general outline, because you're not going to write a Quran. I want you just to be able to understand the Quran and understand the expression, how the expression was made. Okay? So, ألهاك الأكل حتى فاتتك الحافلة, or ألهاكم الأكل حتى فاتتكم الحافلة. الحافلة is female or male? Female, right? الحافلة is female word. Because الحافلة is female, so you have ta for female. So this is, this ta is because it is female. Okay? So here, because الحافلة is female. So, because الحافلة is female, okay, you get ta. So, ta if female. So, that is female word. So, you get female ta.
Wait,
we have female ta.
The word for eating, since you use the word eating in both sentences one and sentences three, I use the same word.
Yes. Because you say al-aklu. Al-aklu means eating.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Then what does the no word of arm mean?
Female cat. So what is it again?
The no word of arm.
Yes. At-ta'am does not have a verb, but if you use it, it's just fine. So if you say الهاكم الطعام حتى فاتكم الحافلة, you are right. You can say that's 100% right. You can say الهاكم الطعام حتى فاتكم الحافلة. ألهاكم الطعام حتى فاتتكم الحافلة. Okay? So you were being distracted by food until you missed the bus. You see? So this way you understand. You understand the expression on the Quran. You understand what's going on. You understand that you have been doing something. You're being distracted by something until you miss something else. Okay? So you are too busy increasing الهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر, until you end up visiting the graves, which is meaning going 6 feet under the ground as a visit, because it's not a permanent stay. You got it? So that is the first thing we want to learn. Now, what is the second sentence?
You will postpone doing the homework until it is too late.
Okay. You postpone doing the homework until It is too late. So how did you do that? How did you say that? I don't want to say your name. Okay. Do you know the word? What did I say about continuing to do something?
Column M.
Continuing to do something. So you say, you do say the following. You do say, al-mazilta, mazilta. So what is the word mazilta? The word mazilta is, it's a word that says you continue doing something. You're continuing to do something. And this something is keeping you from doing something else, from getting your goal accomplished. Okay? So this is how you write it in Arabic. Ma zilta. So the word ma zilta means you keep. Ma zilta means you keep. You keep doing something. You ma zilta, you keep doing something. Ma zilta. So what is it for postponing doing something? Postpone it. Let's postpone. Postpone. Or what do you call it? Pro? Huh? And then in English you say pro? To delay doing something? Huh?
Procrastinate.
So you keep procrastinating, you keep postponing, okay? To the last minute until it's too late. So mazilta, you keep doing something. Mazilta to ajil. To ajil. To ajil means postpone. Postpone. So you keep delaying. You can say delaying. How do you spell the word procrastinate?
P-R-O.
C-R-A.
S.
T-I-N.
A-T-E.
A-T-E. MashaAllah. That's a long word to spell. That's very good. So you keep delaying, postponing, procrastinating, okay, something, okay? Hatta, see hatta? See the word hatta? Here's the word hatta. Until. Hatta. So it says you keep postponing the homework until? Huh?
It's too late.
It is too late. Hatta yafutak. Hatta yafutak al-waqt. Hatta yafutak al-waqt. Hatta yafutak al-waqt means too late. If you want to get it as for a group, this is for one. For a group, you say mazil, huh? Tum. This is group. Maziltum. Okay? And then you are talking about the verb to ajil luna. تؤجلونَ ما زلتم تؤجلونَ. That's also for group. Oh, I forgot al-wajib, the homework. The homework. I forgot the homework. So, عمل الواجب عمل is doing الواجب homework. Okay, until حتى so حتى is until يفوتك الوقت means until you miss. You can say too late. You can say miss the deadline. Okay? All right? So miss the deadline or it's too late, you can say either. So here, ما زلتم تؤجلون عمل الواجب. Okay? حتى يفوتكم الوقت. الوقت. This is for group. Okay? So, you can see what did we do to the sentence to convert from single to group. So, that is single and that is group. Okay? You can also say, did anybody say it in a different way? How did you say it? Seen. How did you say it? Seen. You are seen. Huh? How did you say it?
I can't read my writing.
Okay. How did you say it?
Wait,
meme. Meme. How did you say this word? How did you say this sentence in Arabic? In your homework.
Al-haqum tu'jal wajib hatta tata'khir. Because you wrote...
That's right. That's right. You can also say al-haqum al-la'ib. So you're too busy playing. So you can say al-haqum al-la'ib. Or you are... Actually, postponing the homework, it's not because you're busy doing something else, it's because you're lazy. So so that's probably the best way. Or you can say hatta tafutak al-fursa. You can also say hatta tafutak al-fursa. Until you miss the opportunity, until you miss the line, the deadline. These are optional things. So these are optional alternatives. حتى تفوتك الفرصة. The reason I brought this alternative is because I've changed this into ta because this is female. Female word. So this becomes female ta. Female word makes female ta. You see? Female word makes female ta. Male word makes ya. So here, male word, male word here makes for male. Yeah. You see here? You see how things are changing. Then what is the third word?
Third sentence.
You keep eating until you become fat.
You keep eating until
you become fat.
Okay. So here you can use the word mazilta, or you can use the word satavallu. So the word satavallu also it is the same thing. Satavallu or mazilta. Okay, but let's stick with the word mazilta. So it is just one word for one expression. The other one, which is mazilta ta'kul hatta, until you become fat. So become fat is samin. Samin is means become fat. You are sabik, right?
Oh.
Yeah, sabik means an alloy. Alloy, basically alloy of gold. So you are sabik, you are an alloy of gold. Samin means fat. Or if you make it, thamin means very precious. So I think it's intended to be thamin.
Yeah.
But because in Pakistan, you guys pronounce that and sa the same, you know? So, in other words, instead of saying thank you, you say thank you. So, that's why it is pronounced as samin, but it is thamin, means something very precious and valuable. So, here we have mazilta ta'kul. Mazilta ta'kul, ma zilta ta'kul hatta tusbih samin. Ma zilta ta'kul hatta tusbih samin. Ma zilta, you keep doing something. Eating until you become fat. You see? So how it is? You keep mazilta. Ta'kul, eating. Hatta, until you become fat. Okay, what's the fourth one?
You fit
it. Okay.
Wait.
All right, so now we understand the how to express that. Okay, who is talking here? Don't mention name. Say meme.
Hey, meme is talking.
Okay, now. All right. All right. Now let's continue. Let's continue another expression, way of expression, about when something come, do something else. Okay. We are going to.
Why aren't you recording
it? It is recording.
It's recording with the pictures?
Yes. If it has a picture, it shows you. It's multiple. You know, iPhone runs multiple applications. So it's recording in the background, but at the same time, it's running the, on the foreground, it's running the picture application. Yeah. So now we're going to learn something else, which is, okay, if X happens,
Y doesn't happen.
Then
Y
do Y.
So it's like cause and effect?
No, if something happens, do this. Like, if your father comes,
hide.
Open the door, hide, whatever. If your okay, if the earthquake comes, if the earthquake comes, go under the table. Okay, if you see the lion, run away.
If you see a lion, what if
you have to stand still? Because if you run away, then the lion will chase you.
By conditional statement.
Yeah, I mean, but you better run away. I mean, what else?
You need to walk away. No, but what if you see
it? Oh, walk away.
The geometry by conditional statement.
See, that's right. So how do you do that in Arabic? In Surah Al-Nasr. In Surah Al-Nasr.
Is this the actual lesson right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Surah Al-Nasr. We're doing what? We're saying, if victory comes, victory comes,
then why did it come?
Okay, then, or, yeah, comes. So you can say happens or comes.
Do you spell victory wrong?
Oh, sorry. If victory comes, then what do? Thank Allah. Thank Allah.
Yes, if you've been hated.
And stop.
You see here? Okay, so the ayah says, if victory comes, okay, and I'm summarizing, taking away a lot of parts so that I can just give you the main structure of the word. So we can translate that if means either. If is either. Victory means unless. Comes, then ja'a. Then here is fa. Just fa.
So, what if you connect it to something?
Yeah, I'm going to connect it.
Yeah,
thank Allah. Ushkur. Allah. So, you notice that this is command verb. Command. Verb. So it is command verb. If something happened, then thank Allah. So the surah says, "إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح
يدخلون
في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا." Now the difference between this and the surah is that the X in the surah is a lot of things. And why in the surah is a lot of things.
What is it? What?
So.
Would you like to thank Allah when it doesn't say that in the surah?
Oh. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ.
Oh.
Praise Allah.
Oh.
Praise Allah.
But then,
or you can say. You can say that. Surah Al-Nasr. Okay. You can say meanings. Surah Al-Nasr is basically like that. If X, then do Y. That's it. If Nasrullahi wal-Fath. So that X here is إذا جاء. And the surah says Nasrullahi wal-Fath wara'aita. So, وَرَأَيْتَ until the end. Here, فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر. Here, فسبح بحمد. And then continue. See? So it is the same thing, but X is a little bigger. So X is إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. So X doesn't have to be a word. X could be two ayahs, like here. Then what do you do? فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. The command could be more than one thing. Here, the command in the surah is do tasbih and do hamd. You see? But the whole thing is, this is the main structure. If something comes, then do something. The whole surah is nothing but this structure. See? See how the surah is, you know what I mean by structure?
So it's a cause and effect.
Yes, exactly. When something, it's not a cause and effect. When something comes, do something else.
So it's more of the cause and do.
It's more of when you get a promise, when you get something good, or actually when something happens, okay, this is what you need to do when this thing happens. This is what you need to do when this thing happens. And it's a command. It's like a command coming from a higher, from a higher being, or from a father, from somebody higher than you, because it involves command, okay? But it also can come from a lower rank to a higher rank. But when it comes from a lower rank to a higher rank, it's not a command, it's a request. It's a what?
A request.
So what's the difference between command and request?
A command is where you
seen.
Have to.
What is the difference between command and request?
Command is like, do it.
From a high?
From a high to a lower.
To low. From a master to a slave. You do this. Now, what if the slave makes a command to the master? Then it is what?
Request.
Request. Because it's not appropriate for the slave to command the master. But it is appropriate for the slave to request from the master. Like what? Ya Allah, give me. Give me is a command verb. Alright? But you're not commanding Allah to give you. You're what? Requesting Allah to give you. At the same time, Allah says, pray. Is that the request?
No,
it's a command. You pray, you better pray. If you don't pray, I have this and this and this and that for you. Okay? It is a command that you have to implement or execute. So this can come from a super to down, or from down to super. Like from high to low, or from low to high. All right. So now let's focus at the surah and see how it is structured around that. After we take these pictures. What are these pictures? I'm sorry, what are these forms of structure? You know, a structure is a building. Structure is what? A building. When you put blocks together and build something, this is called what? Structure. Like Lego, for example. You can build a structure using Legos, right? So we're building, putting pieces together. So we're putting pieces together to come up with an expression. That's what you're doing. You put pieces together to come up with an expression. The whole point here, I know that you are not going to compose the expression because that's the highest level of language. The highest level of the language is to compose the expression. But I want you to understand the expression. Okay? I don't want you to make up an expression. I want you to understand the expression when you see it in the Quran. And that's why I give you an English expression and I ask you to translate it to Arabic. So during that process, you are able to recognize this expression form in the Quran and be able to understand it. Okay? So here in Surah An-Nas, which is built on nothing but this form, it says, Either, so when Ja'a come X, when the Ja'a X, then is Fa, okay, Y. If Ja'a X, then Y. Okay, see here? Okay, so what is X? X here is two ayahs. Nasrullahi wal-fath.
That's two ayahs.
Wara'ayta. All the way to Afwaja. That is all X. All this is X. All the way here is X. What is Y here? فسبح بحمدي توابة until توابة. See, the whole surah is nothing but this structure. If X, do Y. Then do Y. So the fa then?
So the surah itself is if X.
Yes.
Comes.
If X comes, then do Y. What is Y? Y involves two commands. Y here is two commands. Why here is what?
Two commands.
What are they? One, sabbih. Two, staghfir. You see? So, two commands. Sabbih, staghfir. If what? Nasr. Yet, what is happening here? Here, X, here, is two things happen. What are they? Nasr, Fath. Okay? So, if you get Nasr and Fath, then Sabbih and Istaghfir. Okay? So let's say it together. If you get Nasr and Fath, then Sabbih and Istaghfir.
If you get
Nasr and Fath, then Sabbih and Istaghfir. You see how simplified it is? You know, that's the whole surah. And then you have helping words in between. Just like, okay, Nasr, the Nasr comes from who? Comes from Allah. So it says Nasrullah. Okay? Wal-Fath. And then, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ. Okay, there is another one here, is يَدْخُلُونَ. Nasr, Fath, يَدْخُلُونَ. I saw it's three things. Nasr, Fath, Yadkhuluna. So, if Nasr, Fath, and Yadkhuluna, then Sabbih and Istaghfir. You got it? You see how it is? These are the two commands, and these are the events that when you see happening, then you do this. Now you understand Surah An-Nas? Surah An-Nas. This is all Surah An-Nas. Surah An-Nas. So now we get the whole surah. We get how it is structured. We get how it is built. Okay? Now the people who study Islam deeply in depth, they must learn Arabic. Because most of the sources in Islam are written in Arabic language. Authors in Arabic language. So, and then when they want to explain Quran, they cannot explain Quran in a way that conflicts with the Arabic language. You got it? You understand? Like if Allah says, do this. Okay? They cannot come and say, Allah says, you may do this. Okay? So Allah, if Allah says you have to do this, okay, it's different when Allah says you should do this. So you should be able to recognize what is it when Allah says you have to versus when Allah says you should too. So now the homework. Okay. If you see the lion, then run. That's number one. It's okay. Translate to Arabic. If you see the lion, then run. Okay? And then, two, if you see the food, then eat. If you see the food, then eat. Three, if you find the keys, then
and lions don't try to drive.
Give them to me. Then give them to me. Four, if Daddy comes, then
run.
Tell him,
can I have a phone?
That mommy, mom is shopping.
What if your mom is shopping?
Then tell him, mom is shopping. Five, if you see the water boiling,
make jai.
Then turn off the stove. Now, the Arabic words that you need to translate, to use to translate, are going to be given where? On the what? On the website. Feel free to use your own. I'm not saying you have to use these words, because Arabic, you have a lot of alternatives. Tons of alternatives. So I'm going to give you one way, and then feel free to come up with your own alternatives if you can come up with other alternatives, no problem. But right now you're going to, you can just, it's enough to just use this, the words provided to you. Before you leave, see if you can pick up your homework from Sarah here in the back. Graded homework.